Bank of Cardiff, this is Pete. How may I help you?
Hey, Pete, this is Mr. Finkley. I just got off the phone with Tallahassee, and they had a mix-up with my reinstatement. So right now I'm trying to see if I can get out of paying them $750 and just pay them the $125 that I'm supposed to. So they're working on that now, and my question is, how long do I have, with that process to get back with, I don't know if I had a certain amount of time, like 2 days before it's not, before I have to start it all over or what?
No. You don't have to start anything over right now. We just need that to be active, and then we get some.
Yeah, they said, once they come up with their decision, that is, it's done instantaneously, right then and there.
Did they give you an ETA on that decision?
Nah, she said she was going to call me back. She had to get with her boss. And it's 5 o'clock here, so I'm thinking it's going to be in the morning.
Yeah, we'll touch base in the morning then, because we need to have that active to pretty much to continue. Like, I could submit it, I guess, but their first thing they're going to tell me in underwriting is you don't have an active SOS, and pretty much going to.
Yeah, I wonder when that took place, because I wouldn't have never known if you wouldn't have told me just
that's
now.
Exactly. I'm glad I
did it.
You,
Yeah, when I did it with Imperial, that working capital with them, they didn't say anything as far as it being inactive. That's why I didn't know.
Well, we're a little bit more thorough, I guess.
Okay. And my next question is, once you submit it, how will you know? You'll know then, like, what I qualify for, or if I'm approved or not.
Yeah. It takes about once we get the Secretary of State thing cleared up, and I submit it. Like, had that not happened, had it all been fine, you get. Was fine. I would have uploaded it today, and then probably, if not tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday, midday, we should have had some answers from underwriting. I know that they're not really going to work on it too much if you don't have the active Secretary of State. They're not going to crunch numbers when, if that thing's inactive, everything's pretty much all the number crunching's useless.
Okay, then we'll wait too. That definitely should hear something by the morning time. I'll be on them,
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Under them.
You got here on Monday, so we should have this wrapped up by end of the week if we get that cleared tomorrow and submit it tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
We work pretty fast here. Yeah, it's not like a traditional bank where it's going to take days and all that.
All right. And when you submit that, do you put that out to like different
to lenders? No. Every once in a while, if we can't get something done like in house, and just because it's too risky, or maybe the customer is asking for 30, and we can only we're only comfortable giving out 10 or 15, we have contacted other lenders that we in the business. We've been around for 15 years, so we have a couple that we can reach out to. That kind of split the risk, get you a little bit more money if that's something that needs to be done. That only happens, once in a blue moon. It's not really something that we typically do.
Just looking at I know you can't, predict now. Right now. Just looking at what you see right now, does my approval look good? And,
If your credit score is there, I haven't pulled any of that yet. I didn't want to do anything
until
the Secretary of State filing gets cleared up, just in case something happens and end up not being able to do anything because of that. I don't want to have pulled your credit for no reason. Yeah. You got me. So I'm gonna wait till that gets cleared up before. But just from what you told me, if you have around a 700, and you've been in business for about 2-3 years now.
Yeah.
So that's you're right there for the equipment financing. You got to have over like a 650 and been in business for about 2 years. So you're right on the edge there. So you should be all good with that. As far as the working capital, that's going to come down to bank statements and the balance that you currently have with Imperial. Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, that one's gonna be a little harder, honestly, for my professional opinion. You have a better chance of getting the truck probably than you do, say, like $20,000 that you'd need to pay down some loans and get some cash flow for you.
I got you.
Yeah, I'd say the equipment one's more like a 50-50 almost, maybe 60-40 in your favor.
Yeah,
and the working right. capital's probably like a 60-40.
You know what? I'll probably go the just with the equipment loan type thing, and you know, versus.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't cost you any more to apply, or it doesn't cost you at all.
Oh,
yeah, so we're gonna submit it anyway for it. You know, if we get it, we get it. It's not like, what we basically do is take your file, and if you know, we're gonna put it for the equipment programs, we're gonna put it in some of the working capital programs. The underwriter's gonna see if it's possible, and you know, we just go from there. It doesn't hurt you any more or less to not apply for it.
All right. Okay then.
All right. Yeah. So as soon as we all get that thing straightened up, we should be all ready to go. Get this wrapped up this week.
All right. Sounds good. And like I say, I'll get in touch with you sometime tomorrow morning.
Cool. Sounds good. I get in pretty early, man. It's I get in here like 6:30 our time, so 9:30 your time. I'm here.
All right. Sounds good. All right.
Good.
Appreciate your help, man.
Take care.
All right.
Good talking to you.
Thanks.
Bye.